Okay. My book. Start off with this wonderful Gemara Tesis, Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph. That would be page 154 in the handout. People didn't learn Ksubas that long ago. Takes better. Okay, Hagias Vashvuyo Vashifra Chenev doing the mission in Ksuvas Yud Aleph. Tchusa Mibno Shor Shorim Yamechod. Then we assume she's still a psula. How did that happen? How do you get a ger geres psusim bashar shor? So that's what leads Rav Huna to make the statement, Ger Koton, Madbin also al das Bezdin. Just quickly, we'll pick up the Tesis, which is the critical of this whole Hezbollah here. Ger Koton, we're aware it could be in utero by Isha Muberes, Ger Koton, or Ger Koton, that's already outside. If he's inside, it's Uba Yerachimo, then he's born Jewish, she's born Jewish. If it's a Ger Koton and the mother was not converted, then both need conversion. Then Halach of Geros applies to the little one. Then she's a Geres, If the bottom will go on a Geras, even Prusim Bas Mi Bas Gimel, she can't marry a Kohen, which is how we Paskin today. Frank the Gemara, how can a Ger Koton become a Jew unless in utero? If he's already nolad, what mechanism of kinyonim do we have? Gerus, I used that term to you before, a geir comes to a Jew and says, I want to become a Jew. So the Jew takes him to Bezdin, and the goy says to Bezdin, Bezdin, please sell me some Kedusha Shishkoh. A strange kinyonim we make, cut off a piece of him, then we dunk him in a mikveh. It's a little bit strange when you repeat it all at once. And that's a Maisa Kinyan. That's right. Mila, Tvila, Varsoas, Domim, like the Gemara in Krisa summed it up. What do you do with a Ger Koton, though? All Kinyonim presume Das. Who knows a dictionary definition of Kinyan? How do we define Kinyan in a dictionary? A kinyan is a physical act that shows gemiras das. That's the definition of all kinyanim. I don't care what the physical act is. Like Moses says, kinyan ktsutso. Well, they had a strange kinyan in that town. Someone sold a field, they took up a barrel of nuts, right? And they smashed open the barrel, and the children grabbed the nuts and yelled, "Ploni nixas milachosov." Now it's called an uf uf. I don't care what you do, the Maisa Kinyan is irrelevant. Some were accepted, universal, Mashiach, Agbor, etc. But then any act which shows, if you and I know what it is, right? Any act which shows. So what's going to show a Kinyan by this Kota? That's what's troublesome. So what does the Gemara answer? Right? Maika Mashmalan. That opens up the whole sugya. Is that an answer? No kinyan. It goes with schus. Kinyan, I'm stuck with a cotton. I don't know what to do with a cotton kinyan. Kinyan is gemilas das. No gemilas das, there's no kinyan. Oh, I'll go with zochel l'adam shel b'fanav. So what schus is a unique aspect of kinyan? A new aspect of Kenyan. The Tanina Zochel Yodam Shel Bafanav. Yes, who seems to go without Gemiras Das? He doesn't even know I made a Kenyan for him. I'm Zochel, I pick up Bag Mitzi La Chavero, Kona Chavero. Bafanav Mitzi, I don't want it. I already have a wristwatch. I find a wristwatch. I went, well, my friend needs a wristwatch. So I'm picking up the name of my friend. So he's Kona. So Mao is the same. That's a side issue to Gemara raises. Maybe it's not a schus. Well, you know, by an Odom Godo, by an Eved, I mean, not so happy to become a Jew. You think it's a big schus to be a Jew? Yeah. He doesn't think so. He thinks he's perfectly fine. He's an Eved, and he has contact with all the Shvachos. Abdo behefkere nichele, zilele, nichele. He likes the amara life of an Eved. But here you're dealing with a newborn Kotan, that doesn't apply. Right? Therefore, there's schus. Then the Gemara continues with an enigmatic statement that opens up every possibility. What does he say? Hocha Ma'eskin, he said, "My love, atavu al das bezdin." Right? Lo, Hochmai Eskin and Begerchus Garbono Bnos of Imo, the Nichol of Mar David Abuhon. Suddenly introduces an enigma. There's Besdin, that goes out, grabs babies from the street and toivel them. Somebody wants to come. A little boy comes in and says, "I want to become Jewish." No one is protesting. Besdin will do it. But there's another way. Parents brought him. You know how important parents brought him, right? Look at Loshon Rashi, Al Das Bezdin. You see the Rashi? Shlosha yil b'tfiloso, kedin kol tfilas ger, shesich yimul. The hain nasin lo av, v'arehu ger al yodam, al yideihen, umago b'yayin kosher. See, Rashi picks that up, an easy simon of yadus. You touch the wine, it's kosher, you're Jew. Touch the wine, it's not kosher, you're goy. What's interesting is, when you come to the Gemara, jump down, Omer Rav Yosef, right? Higdilu yichol limchos. When they get older, they can say, "I don't want to be Jewish anymore. What happened to the bottle of wine that he touched 7 years ago?" So Rashi says, once Higdilu Yochol Limchos, you undo the whole process. And that bottle of wine is Yain Esach, Samyenam. Okay? And that's where we ought to go. So I want to call your attention to something, and then we must learn the Tosfos. Our Tosfos have no Hesbel whatsoever. Actually, the Tosfos and the Bor Be'er and the Birchas Shmuel. This same Gemara occurs in Yevamos, Mem Zayin. It didn't include it here for some reason. What's missing in the Gemara there is Omar Rav Yosef. No mention about Higdilu Yechol Limchos. So you see, the Chasam Sofer makes of this a machlokus of two sugyos. That the Gemara in Yevamos rejected Rav Yosef. The Rif and the Bahag, we'll pick it up in a minute in the tshuva of the Sam Sofer. The Rif and Bahag, right, hold Higdilu in Yochol Limchos. Now I'm focusing on what I mentioned to you in passing last week, that the big solution, not too big, but a good solution in Eretz Yisrael, be if we ran around, grab all the kids, right? Got a big swimming party, right? Contest swimming underwater, yeah. And get them all dunked. Since a cotton, that's critical here, doesn't need Kabbalah sol mitzvahs because there's no Kabbalah possible. It's Embo Das. Since Embo Das, there's no Kabbalah to talk about. So we have here a possibility of a halachic legalism. He's a Jew because he's a Jew, because I made him a Jew. So how good a Jew, or how bright a Jew, how learned a Jew, that's not my business. It's possible to be a Jew and not know anything about mitzvahs too. Didn't have that sugya. But Gershid is Gayer Ben Akum, who doesn't know even Yisrael Ben Zohar, is a kosher Ger. Why? They did explain to you. Because he didn't say, on condition that I can still worship my Avodah Zohar. What he says, I'm willing to become a Jew, period. He doesn't know Kalas or Chamuros even. He doesn't know anything. But he joined the army. Signed in, he's in, that's it. That's the Shaila. Can we do that to the kids now? But here, what's floating around is that Rashi, my father and mother, what's the father and mother got to do? Father and mother, father or mother, what's it all about? So watch how you analyze the situation. Remember, under time restriction, so please follow quickly, look at the Tosfos. Tosfos comes in, as you all know, when he starts off with Tema, right? Not kosher or bim toma. He says Tema means you're in real trouble. Says what you're saying doesn't make sense. That's what Tema means. I wonder how you can say such a thing. Tema, Hoschia have mitam shlichus. The kibun the schusulo, and ansade the oved le shlich. You tell me, how does Bezdin transfer Kedushas Yisrael to a Kotel? The answer is through Schir. So what is the Schir business? There's no magical thing with Schir. Schir is an example of Shlichus. What then? Normally a Shlich has to be made by a Mashalech. There are certain things where we make what assumed there's a das mishaleach. If it's something that's good for you, I want to pick up a watch, and I say I want to record this watch for my friend, for a possible reason would my friend object? It's all pure profit. Therefore, what do we assume? Had he known that I was wanting to give him a watch, he certainly would make me a shliach. So you have what? An assumption there of a kind of a yiyush shalomidas, yiyush midas. There's a minuich shalomidas. In poetic language, when a baby is born, the first thing out of his mouth is a cry. What's that cry? That cry, I like to think of, is a minu shlichus. Please, whoever can help me, help me. Therefore, forever after, whatever you can do to help me, you got my approval. That's zocher l'adam shelo b'fonav. Well, if it's a schusulu, now you got to convince people that being a Jew is a schus. What does Taisa say? The Taisa says it doesn't work. This maybe to get him a watch from Hefker, Schusulo. You're talking about making him to a Jew? It doesn't go. Rational thinking doesn't allow you to make that comparison. There's more to being a Jew than getting a watch. Therefore, Taisus concludes, it doesn't work. But the Rabbanan, with the Takonas Chachomim, allowed a little boy to become a Jew. Taisus one, look language. Therefore, look inside. V'nira l'ri, ha'chana me'zochen lo mid'a Rabbanan. K'rabin osam, koton is tzchiyem mid'a Rabbanan. That's all. He's a katan, ain't no das, you can't do any business with him. But there's some things that society, right, needs a little help. Come Rabbanan and step in with a takon and said, okay, really it shouldn't work. But on our authority, we make a takona. So now this little boy becomes a Jew mid Rabbanan. Okay? He's a Jew mid Rabbanan, and he marries a girl. So they married mid Rabbanon, right? And here comes the question, which, what if he never knew that he was a goy? No one ever told him. And he's 40 years old, he finds family records, right? And decides that 40 years old, right? And he's already been a chosid wearing a shtreimel, yeah. And decides Sunday morning he's going in, or maybe Shabbos afternoon, he's going in for a haircut, he wants out. Yeah, according to a tshuva in the Igros, 100% he's out. He could have been living like a Jew, like a chosid, like all kinds of chumras, but no one ever told him that he started off as a goy. Therefore, he was never mekabel any mitzvah voluntarily. If he knew he was a goy, and had, he made a bar mitzvah, and at the bar mitzvah he put on tefillin, and then 2 years later he decides he wants out, no good, he's Yisrael Mumo, right? Kedusha of Kedushin, etc., etc. This fellow, at 40 years old, go back into his history, and pick up every bottle of wine that he touched and declare it Samyenam, declare it Osa Vershio. Get me sugar bill. Okay. That's where, in my mind, the Chassam Sofer comes to the rescue. But first, see what Tosfos says. Unbelievable Tosfos here. And, anybody here learn Ksuvos in class? And if your Rebbe didn't spend a week on the Tosfos, you haven't learned it yet. A little further in Tosfos, in Toma, can you find a place? Hecha hava ger mida habonon. You tell me that Shchiya he doesn't have. Because Shchiya is really an act of Shlichus. Ein Shlichus l'kotan. Shenemar, it says, Kein terimu gam atem, ma'atem gedolim, af shulchachem have to be gedolim. Therefore, no Shchiya. But, sociologically, they got to help out, so Rabbanan gave him Shchiya mid Rabbanan. Therefore, and let him get married. He's a Jew midrabanan, marry a fine Jewish girl who's a Jewish midraisa. Shein lebas yisrael lo kedusha kedushin, homen atora ovi kachovim hu. Yeshomar, okay, you don't know the power of rabanan. They flex their muscles. They say, we say he's okay. It's also for a Jewish girl to marry a Chagas, to marry a goy. So that matter that isu the reise. Homin ator avik chovim hu. Even kosovar kamandomar isha rabo yeshkor beatchachomim lakodover menator bemokoma likum basay. Right? They did. Rabbinic authority. They can do that too. No, jump down a little bit further down in Tosfos. Is it then a ger d'oraisa, a ger koton d'oraisa? This ger koton is only the rabbanon. He marries the rabbanon. Right? Is there a dinner? Just sure. That's if he was in utero. Right? Hecha vashkachas a ger koton min haTorah. Muberesh in this guy. Right? A pregnant woman, she becomes a geres. Then whatever in her is also a ger. That's a ger d'oraisa. Even though no one spoke to him, but he spoke to her, now we have no problem that there was no das of the Makabel. Okay. It's kilu there was das of the Makabel because he's a uber yerechibo. He's only a limb of his mother. Skip further down. Luthis forum de Garcinan. Is that all underlined? You have underlines there?
No.
Because I have my thing underlined. I don't know if I can reproduce it that way. Okay, look for Luthis forum de Garcinan, Mabomitsia, and Dafayan Aleph. Shriya miyu islay. Moses says, Koton elo shlichus. Moses says, Shriya islay. So there are two gears in the Gemara. Avos Shriya Islay mit Rabbanon. Fine, that's what Tosfos just said. Mit Rabbanon, we take over, we do what we want. But the other gear says, Avos Shriya Islay, period. No mit Rabbanon. So we learn that gears are held is Shriya mit Oraisa. That Shriya and Shlichus are not the same. Logoros mit Rabbanon, Nichele. The Matzalameima is the Shriya min haTorah. Okay, now comes the difficult part of Tosfos. The Ovid Kochovim Koton, given the ball is Gaia, Hashrinile ki Yisrael Koton. Afagav the Shriya havim tam Shlichus, Bein lo Shlichus min haTorah, Hanamile bedovo sheshmok sas chovo, Gan lahafrish trumoso. Shem oyerotze lepotro bechita achas, o shem oyerotze lehadif. Aval hocha, kiz beschuz gomor hu lo. Right. Therefore, yesh lo shlichus. Whole new concept. Shita one in Tosfos is there's no clear from Kotan. He's a Rabbanan. The Rabbanan fixed everything up they wanted. But he remains as a Rabbanan. Aye, how can you do it? Rabbanan can do it. Yesh kor chachom el akadov men haTorah bekum vase. The second teretz, fundamental machlokes, that a katan, right, has chriyah. But then they throw in a requirement. When does he have chriyah? Schus gomur hulo. What the heck does that mean? Schus gomur. It's chriyah. No, not a place chriyah. Has to be schus gomur. It's not like I was mafresh your truma for you. Right. That's also did you a favor. You're away someplace, and people are going to eat your produce, and be over on Isa Tevel. So I go, I'm a nice fellow. I go into your barn and into your farm, and I give truma for you. I give maisa for you. As well, you weren't appointed. No, so it has to mean das hamashaleach. There's no minu shlichus. Why? Because there's a variable there. But by this kotel, there's no variable. It's 100% schusulo. There's nothing you can do wrong. Okay. So to understand this, if you... take a look first at Bicha Shmuel on page 199. Are you with us? Have you yourself, you know? Adam, thank God he knows everything by heart, it's no problem. Oh, Hashem. Photographic memory. Without seeing the page, he knows what it says there. Okay. You know, you're all on the page? Okay, look at the end. The first part, it just repeats what we just said of Tosfos. The end of paragraph one. Nimtzo. Debein lefi teretz harishon. Teretz harishon is that what? That there is no schir to a kotan, because schir is mitam shlichus. Therefore, it's only mit rabbonon. Ubein leteretz sheni, right? He says, I have a schir mitam shlichus. Yeah? Alkeno yisoch lios de kotan lo yizuchay. A schir mitam shlichus, there's no way to give it to a kotan. It's exeris hakosuv. Kein tarimu gam atem. That's what we learn. Gam atem l'rabo shluchachem. But then we say, shluchachem, ma atem b'nei bris, ashluchem b'nei bris. You have to be Jewish. Ma atem gedolim, ashluchem gedolim. So Kotan can't be a shliach. But he says what? Mikol mokom tira tzoyses b'tira sheni di b'schus gomu afilo im shriya mitam shrichus gam kein isle din shriya. Now here you can see the Rebbe Bear was a Talmud Nugot the Rebbe Chaim. Okay. Now you see Briske Torah at its best. Ubir divra toises dire, dine yagod rubchayim zal pirish. You read the second paragraph. Afem no mal de schia lav mitam shlichus, gam kein hum idin shlichus. You want brisk stuff, right? Even though the schia is not mitam shlichus, it's midin shlichus. Okay, now you differentiate between tam shlichus and din shlichus. What does he mean? Why? And he throws in lola fik so sachoshen, who says it's mitam yad. Umachlikosom, so therefore, what are they arguing about? If they still need mishum shlichus, a kotet ain't lo shlichus. How do you have a tirat sheni in Tosfos? That's chus gomo works. Midaraisa. Bagusa Mishiya Mitam Shikus Mla Mitam Shikus who? Ah, listen carefully. Emupasha Muchadeshesh Bitora Bidin Shlichus. O Dava Ragilu Milsa Nishiya Gam came Bidin Shlichus the Halatova. Okay, I'm gonna be quick Hezbo. He says. If Shchiya is nothing more than an aspect of Shlichus, and therefore the Posuk Kein Tarimu Gam Atem, right, excludes a kota. Atem, you have to be Gedolim. Then Shchiya, Shlichus, the same thing. You can't get it to work for a kota. But, he says, but if you hold in Kein Koton, lo yiro din Shchiya, kibuch in Ismaid Koton, mi pasha Shlichus, Nismayet gam kein mishlichus, right? Mishlichus the bobit habeschiya. Avol, that's the key. Avol inemadu din shlichus mechudeshes, biparsha chadosha bedin hashlichus, keilo matzino koton nismayet miparsha zu. Umavur zeh sova, the shchiya mitam shlichus sova, ein ela gilu milsa biparsha shlichus. Zed is over the Shchiya, lam mitam shlichus, over din shlichus mechudeshes. Like all Briska Torah, it needs a perish rashi. What does he say? Rambam says, that was the lashon in Baruch Gemara, zocher l'adam shlo b'fonav. Is that an aspect of shlichus? Of course, no way. I'm going to do something for you. That's shlichus. But where did you learn you can do for me? Oh, it says, Kein tarimu gam atem, atem rabo shluchachem. That's one place to look at it. There's a second way to look at it. The Gemara says, Shchiya is zochen l'adam shel b'fonav. Shchiya works like shlichus, but not based on the posuk. That's halacha l'moshe b'sinai, that shchiya mitam shlichus. No doubt about it. And therefore, yizochel adam shelo b'fonav. But I'm not limited by the word gam atem l'rabos shluchachem hu agedolim not ketanim. So I have two separate sources for shchiya. One is the posuk of shchiya, which is the posuk of shlichus, so I'm stuck with shlichus. Then a kotzer can't be a shliach. If I tell you that what the Gemara said, Zochus Adam, any quarter pasuk gam atem, when pasuk says l'rabo shluchachem that Zochus Adam shlo b'fonav, that's halach and shchiya, right? Who says a kotel was exempted from it? The second teretz haTosha says shchiya is an independent form of short shlichus, but it's a shlichus without the baggage of shlichus. The baggage of shlichus is that two words, gam atem, have to compare to atem, have to be bnei bris, etc., etc. Big kasha on this hesber is that why shouldn't a goy also be good for shchiya? That's okay. A little bit of chauvinism doesn't hurt. So what do we have here? I have here a strange halacha now. Upon which everything is based, you'll see. And that is, that Shchiya is mitam shlichus without the limitation of shlichus. Why? And maybe that, I refer to it as a poetic view of looking at it, that the baby, when he cries, he's crying, help me, and that help me is a minu shlichus forever after. That whenever you can do something to help me, I'm a wutzit. You have my das goes along with it. that kind of shchiya, right, is for kotzer too. A kotzer needs more help than a gadol, and therefore, I have a right to intervene for the benefit of a kotzer. And therefore, go back now to Geirus. And add to it in the Hezbo, what we said, the Lashon of Tosfos was not Shchiya, schus gomohulo. So a requirement, right? A requirement in schia, it should be schus gomohulo. As he said, if I give truma for you, give maisa for you, it's a big schus for you. Your family won't eat treif. They won't eat double chain of musa, won't eat tevel. Right? But it's not a schus gomohulo. I didn't like what you did. Maybe I disagree with how much you gave. One from 40, right? I give only one from 50. You gave one from 60. I'm not a cheapskate. I like to give one from 40. Therefore, it's not schus gomel. Therefore, you need minu shlichus. But where is schus gomel? Now look, turn it into the language. Where did we get the you go back to the Gemara in Ksubas. Where did we get this lotion? Halcha ma'asina begel shen is gai rabbono v'noso v'imo. Dilichlu ma'adobad avuon. So here's what the Gemara is saying pshat. That's called schos gomel. Why is it called schus gomel? Parents want him to be Jewish. They don't want a shagitz in the house who touches their wine and makes a treif. The little boy has a choice. It's a shul. He's 8, 9 years old. He has a mind of his own. He doesn't want to be Jewish. I'm Jewish, so go out. Goodbye. Go out on the street. I'm not prepared to feed a shagitz. The idea that in a family situation, there's no way to interpret what you're doing for the child except as schus gomel. That's why when parents bring, it's a whole different story. Bezdin takes a fellow off the street who comes in, and he wants, yeah, you can do that too. We don't go out and grab kids like the Catholic Church does. But if someone comes in and there's no one protesting, oh good, we'll make him Jewish. Bezdin has that authority. But when father, mother bring, and there's where you'll see, we'll pick up in a minute, they try to differentiate. Look at what's the lashon there. Vehei nasalo av, you see, this is what about the mother? There is no father. A mother wants to be Megaya. She and her children. Okay. So let's now. Everybody sign here? Yeah. This is the last year, right? Yeah. Maybe sometime later on in the term, get a makeup for these guys. There's so much has to be done. Oh, Boshem, you have the text. You can do it yourself, but somehow it's a little bit easier if you hear it from me. Pick up the Pitzri, page 169. Pick up the 141. The other day. Watch the language of the Machaber in Zion. Goy Kotor, you're on the page? Goy Kotor, im yesh lo av, yocho le gayer, im ein lo av, o bonus gayer, o imu me beyoso, bezden me gayer also. What's he telling you? A kid can walk off the street, you can be me gayer. Or the father brings him. He has no father, right? And his mother brings him. What's it all about? Next. Koton shegir oviv, bein shegir obezden, yochol limchos kshiyagdil, bein dinu ki yishol mumor elakigoy. B'med rom amurim, he never behaved like a Jew after he became a godol. So Nog mini Yehudis Mishayagdil. Abu Nog mini Yehudis, the moment he went ahead, he put on a pair of tefillin, moment he went early, Ben Shchadikalich, something after he was a Godol, that's finished. That's an affirmation. Then they can't change his mind after that. So, let's look at the Ksam Sofer inside also, but pick up quickly, it'll save us some time. The Pisri Tshuva here quotes the Ksam Sofer. Ubi Tshuva Ksam Sofer, okay, can you find it please? Ubi Tshuva Ksam Sofer, Hela Afilo Gam Leidoso Shalo B'Kedusha, meaning, he wasn't born, wasn't converted in utero. Not that his mother went pregnant, but no, it was Shalom B'Kedusha. She was a Shiksa, she gave birth, and now both converted. So each one is independent, a Ger. Right? Kol Shin is Gairo Imo Echad Me'Avosov and Yochol Limchos. That's not what the Mahabha says. But what does he throw in? The Mahabha says what? Yeshlav, Eilav, Ubol is Gayer, Oimu Mevioso. Doesn't say a word about the parents. Are they becoming Jewish? Or were they Jewish? Not a word. Comes to Pisa Tshuva and points out that we're talking about where they are not converting. But if they are converting, right, then Kolshin is Gair Imo and Yochol Limchos. Meyacha Shadas Harif, right, Dil'olav and Yochol Limchos. Afir Giru Bezdin. Okay, this is what I mentioned you before. The Gemara in Yevamos quotes the same Ger Katan and doesn't mention Rav Yosef, that Imhigdil Yochol Limchos. Therefore, the Rif says that it's a machlokes ksubis in Yevamos, and we pass it like Yevamos. That no mocher. Once you became a Jew, you can't back off. He says it. Ubalochos gedolos the Bahag, right? Kol devar of divrei Kabbalah. He had a nice lotion. Bahag is. We give him credits like a more direct line to Halacha Moshe Mishinai. It's called over his words are words of Kabbalah. He received them directly, right? Posak al kopon and beviyoso avosov afilu lones gairimo ene yocholimchos. Why? Because Bahag Paskins like the sugi in Yevamos. That's the reason the Rif and Bahag think that our sugi. It should be that the Rav Yosef added to our sugi, it should be discounted. The Koral of Vadai Shigam Dasa Rambam Kenu. Why? Little question in the Oswald. You have the Rambam here, but leave it. Nevertheless, okay. Maybe Rabbi me aposkim the posku dal koponim b'dizgai reimo ein yochol imchos. That's the basic premise of the Ksam Sofer. If you pick up page 185. Inyan adaptieren Kinder aus dem Medina zu. Okay. First of all, that's independently, that should be included in your thinking. Adoption has no place in halacha. We have no such concept as adoption. We have a wonderful concept called Megadel Yosol Besol Beso. wonderful thing, great mitzvah. Take a child in who has no parents and raise him as a good Jew, Shemed Nischus. But the concept of adopting, where he becomes like a child, and the Gabi Yerusha in American law, if you adopt a child, then he's a sibling and he shares the estate and so on and so forth. We have no such concepts. But we got a problem. Number one, problem of nemonos of the adopting agency. You have to go through an agency. They tell you the child was Jewish. Can you believe them or not? So he had it. And Shreya Zatzal Paschal, absolutely not. Unless you go with Hilchus Eidus, two kosher Jews who work for the organization, they will certify that the child comes from a Jewish mother. Fine. Otherwise, the fact that he say Jewish, he says, and he's had several cases of his own there where they lied. They know that it's not easy to get a child adopted. So, you know, a Jewish people, they say, oh, this child comes from a Jewish girl. It's the Shaber HaMekach, the Shaper HaMekach, make it sell easier. So, number one, you should know there's no nemonos. So, if you adopt a child and they tell you it came from a Jewish mother, you're a rov in town, and this child, the mother tells you that's how the child was acquired, and they usually adopt the children, usually are not hidden, people know it, right? Then you should know that you cannot marry them, you cannot do anything la'alocha with them unless you go to a gerus. That's what. Then comes, look at the left-hand column. Okay. Can you see? You can find that a line that begins about 12 lines down from the paragraph on Shin Chof Gimel on the page Shin Chof Gimel. Avo belo yedia. Lo chazina migadlusa klum. We don't see any way shehu somer baze. Right? Yesh lo ze ksas chayim from the Gemara in the Ksubel Shafi Aleph, Chekosa, Afagav, my God, Sashuri, right? The Imochus have Akum Yochel Kirkotel Lusha Bas Yisrael, right? What do you mean? Right? Therefore, I'm sorry, a little high, I'll skip a line. Avol, you pick up 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 lines from the top of the paragraph. Avol below yodio, if he's never informed that he was a goy, and that you magayir him, harei yochol limchos leolom kol zman sheyizvado. State and clear. The example I gave you, 40 years old, 50 years old, he can decide that he doesn't want to be Jewish anymore, and every bottle of wine he touched in his 50 years, right, reverts to Yayin Esser, or it's a Sam Yenam. That's not the Shita of Sam Sofer. Pick up. Where's the Sam Sofer? You pick up. We cover a few lines in the Sam's over there. Alright. So, again, Kotan, the Sam's over is where? No, he didn't put down the where it is, but we have it here already. Where do I have it? People can find it. It's I didn't scribble down the number. Which one?
218.
218? Okay, people. 218. One wonderful tshuva. There's a beautiful expression there concerning the rif and the bahag. You see a nice idiom. Okay? It's tshuva resh and gimel on page 218. Okay? Actually, what we want is on page 219. All right? Pick up just the top of the page. It starts earlier, but top of the page. Flomaisa klal sheyochol limchos, referring to the Gemara in Yevamos, doesn't mention Rav Yosef. Ze das bahag barif. Right? Ho de Rav Huna, below the Rav Yosef. He just brings a ger koton, you can make a ger koton, doesn't mention Rav Yosef. Sheyigdal yochol limchos. Mashma, I feel a bezin levad, below a vosa, babino so, and yocholim chos. Barosh pe kamlik subel sham hiksha la rif. Right? Look at this next line. He acts a rif from the Gemorin subis. They ask, yeah? Mikol mokom. You got that line? Lav katlo kanye ba'agma uhu horif. You got that line? We'll translate that. Lav katlo. The rif is not a peasant out cutting reeds in the swamp. You're talking about the rif. And the rif says, "Eine yocholim chos." Don't think lightly of this thing. You're talking about a rif and a bahag. See, a very strange expression. You got it? Lav katna kanya ba'agmahu. He's not a reed cutter out in the swamp. You talk about the rif. You talk about the bahag, right? When roche beina shkam das haramam kein, right? Therefore, what does it hold? Ochenami koten shebo below avosov, oz yocholim chos, avolim imo lo shabano. What does it mean? In one word, he takes care. Play around the father or the loshen machaber. Or the mother brings him, so already the Shita Mekabetzes, you have that in your notes. The Shita Mekabetzes, I have no time to ruin it, but I'll give you the page, that's on page 169. There already makes clear that most of the Rishonim say it's no difference, father, mother, etc., same thing. That he's koshul imo. Even more than his kosher la'oviv, and if the mother comes and brings him, not teaching this guy with him, brings him to Gerus, right? Then it's a Gerus Daraisa, and Eino Yocholim Chos. If some sofa would be accepted, Bizman Azeh, as a final psak, then you have a major solution to the problem in Eretz Yisrael. The problem in Eretz Yisrael is there are 300,000 goyim walking around whose children are melting into the society. They go to school, they meet socially. Vadai, there'll be massive intermarriage between these Russian children and true Jewish children. Before you know it, there'll be such a bilbul, right? You'll need Ezra HaSofer to come and straighten out the mess. He did a nice thing. He took them all away to Eretz Yisrael. So all the sfeikas, why? Because in Eretz Yisrael he was able to pasken shailas. In Bovel, the society fell apart because of intermarriage. So then he took all the lame and the halt with him, right? Och shash mamzeros, etc. All came to Eretz Yisrael. That's why what the Gemara says that Bovel to Eretz Yisrael is like solace. Bavel was cleaned out. How was he cleaned out? Because Ezra took them all to Eretz Yisrael where he would have time to work on each case. All those fakers. Now, you have 100,000 fakers. What do you do with it? So all I have to do is, and they don't need the father's approval. He doesn't want to be fooled. But it shouldn't be hard to sell. That is the benefit of your son might have a clear identity that he's Jewish. These people came to Israel claiming they're Jewish. Jewish because their great-grandfather was Jewish. Halachically, they were not Jewish. There were 300,000 goyim that came. Therefore, I have no doubt that it will be agreeable to every family to let the kids... So, you throw a shekel into the pool and tell them to go fetch it. This is a major step forward. Why they're not doing it, I don't know. You know, the reason they're not doing it is because who's going to do it? The government. Who's going to do it? The Jewish agency. They don't give a darn whether there's a taruvis of goy in Jew or not. Just allow myself. When the Ethiopian immigration came, they all came to Netanya, the first group, in the Orleans Hotel in Netanya. My son, Rav Yaakov, was then medical director of Netanya Hospital. And he was assigned by the government to be their health officer there. First Shaila that he called my shvel, I said, are they Jewish or not? The Rabbanus HaRosh said they were Jewish. So the shvel said right away, if they're Jewish, they're all mamzerim. Because I had done the study. I spent 2 nights in the house of Rav Cohen, of their chief rabbi in Haifa, there, and got straight from him what was the status of their halachic observance. So I remember I asked him, do they observe kedushin? They do. Very formal kedushin, giving a ring, a reyim, a kedushas, etc. Said, do they observe gittin? He said, no. There's no gittin. If it doesn't work out, she goes home. He said, why? This is the man that walked from Ethiopia to Eretz Yisrael with the Uraisa. That's our Torah written on goatskin in book form, in folio form, not a scroll. And he tied it with a rope. And he showed me, picked up a shirt, his skin, these black skinned people, they form keloids, like heavy scar tissue. And around his chest, you saw the rope is there, but the rope wasn't there. That was a keloid, the skin growed over the rope there, walked for months. He's a tzaddik of a fellow, right? So I say, why didn't you observe gittin? It's in the Torah. He said, because I did not see it in my father's house. I said, well, how about chalitza? So he stood up, he's a 92-year-old man, 6.5 feet tall, lying on a couch. He gets out of the couch, stands up, and goes, poo, poo, poo. To show me, we had a translator to show me, he knows what chalitza is, that the woman has to spit for yorka before him. They said, why don't you do it? I did not see it in my father's house. So when I get reported to my shvel said, so they're all mamzerim. Because divorce, like 30, statistics have been already 30%, 40% go through divorce, etc. And remarriage and so on. So when Shrel Paskin, that the Ethiopians are goyim, said, do they know what kind of a matana I gave them? If they're mamzerim, I have nothing to do with them. If they're goyim, we'll put them in a mikveh, we'll make them Jews. No problem. Same thing for the adopted child. He said, if you accept the fact that the adopted child was a Jewish child that the agency tells you. But he doesn't know whether it came from an Eishes Ish or not. Doesn't know whether it's a Mamza or not. So every child will be a Sofek Mamza. Once you refuse to accept their Eidus, then we must assume that Goyim, called the Polish move, a Polish, right? And therefore, Noch Shem Mamzeros. What seems to be, quote, a Chumrah, is a big, big Kula. Yosef Macha Marty Lefnechem Kosum Khan, but we've run out of time. Yeshakoch for your attention. Yeah.